USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House expects the next coronavirus relief package to cost up to $1 trillion. That's according to Mark Short, the chief of staff for Vice President Mike Pence. Short making his comments during a radio appearance on Bloomberg Radio. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Monday did say that the caucuses have discussed a $1 trillion package and projected that his chamber would pass a final coronavirus relief bill before August. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says politics and law enforcement don't go well together.
I think folks need to stop playing politics with law enforcement, give law support the tools and resources they need to do their job.
Wolf making his comments there on Fox News, and Wolf also commended Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp for calling up the National Guard following holiday weekend violence in Atlanta. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Many schools are making decisions on the upcoming school year, and Harvard has announced their plan. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
As colleges and universities nationwide scramble to figure out fall semester plans amid the coronavirus, Harvard University announced it will only invite 40% of its undergraduate population back to campus when the Ivy League institution semester begins in September. Only first years and students who are unable to complete online coursework at home will be allowed on the campus. Tuition will remain the same at $49,653.
Documents show Hunter Biden still controls a stake in a Chinese investment firm, despite his promise to resign from the company's board and a pledge from his father, Joe Biden, that no one in his family will have foreign business entanglements if he is elected in November. Records show that Hunter Biden owns a 10% equity stake in Bohai Harvest, RST. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
On Tuesday, President Trump is set to participate in a national dialogue about reopening schools. The president is set to meet with leaders and discuss how schools can safely be reopened, and according to Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel, the schools do need to be reopened.
The risk to teachers is so much lower than it is to doctors. This is a service profession. Most of them, if they were asked, would say, I want to teach. It's so limited, online teaching. There's so much lost, especially among our young. Teachers can be protected, and they want to teach. We must reopen schools.
States are also beginning to put out their official plans for getting kids back to school in the fall. Many of them include phasing in by grades and also having school every other day and requiring face masks. And finally, on Monday, shortly after 2 o'clock local time, ESPN's Adam Schefter sent out a tweet like he normally does, breaking some big NFL news. The news, of course, was that Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes had agreed to a 10-year extension. Thing is, Schefter didn't actually have it first. That honor belongs to Katie Kamlin, a liquor store employee in Kansas City, who tweeted at 12:21, a front office employee from the Chiefs came in and brought 6 bottles of fine champagne, saying there's a big signing today. He said it's not Chris Jones, so my guess is I'm a Mahomes deal. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.